again.
I think I want to create a TV show or a cartoon skit or something. Something that, you know, zip, I'm in visiting, having coffee with Mark in Canada. Or I'm with Mr. and Mrs. Boo. Or with Jeremy, you know, being there or getting belly rubs from Big Fatty. I just am amazed with technology, every bit of it, and the possibilities that never existed when I was young.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, or getting belly rubs from Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode Lemphodisem of the BFO for Wednesday, the 20th of June, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, Alleluia. Y'all, we're going to have sweaty balls. Be Fatty, please. Hello, seasoners. Big Fatty, I know what you're talking about, y'all. I am sitting here watching the Weather Rat, and y'all, he is reminding Big Fatty that today, Wednesday, the 20th of June. Oh, dear, I gotta see y'all in the Northern Hemisphere. It is the first day of summer, y'all. It begins at 7:09 p.m. in the evening. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, we're finishing up spring, and spring has done sprung, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, the 20th of June is the longest day of the year. Shalom alakay, Big Fatty. But y'all, if you are in the future in the Southern Hemisphere, y'all, it is the first day of winter. Even though y'all, you know, they're a little off in the Southern Hemisphere, because y'all, they think the first day of winter is June the 1st. Big Fatty. Yes. So anyway, but y'all, according to the calendar, summer begins today in the Northern Hemisphere, and winter begins today in the Southern Hemisphere. That means it is the shortest day of the year in the Southern Hemisphere. And y'all, I've been listening to some little shows from down there. I heard Arthur say that he's got a cold. And that Nigel's got a cold, and y'all, that little Ozzy Battler, y'all, he's running around in his underpants. I just don't know. I just don't know. Y'all, oh, y'all, that is some barbecue poke and barbecue ribs. Y'all, I after I recorded the little show for yesterday, y'all, I called Larry Clyde to see if, well, I didn't call him. I got on that, what is that thing called, the face space, not the face space, what is that, where you call people on the computer, FaceTime, and to see if he wanted to go get some barbecue for his supper, and y'all couldn't get him. So y'all, I rode over to Granny and Miss Porter's house, because I had to pick up a few things over there that I'm going to be taking to Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty didn't know that yet, but, well, he kind of knows, but he didn't know I was going to do it so soon. But I'm going to take a few things over to Miss Kitty, because, you know, Miss Kitty has a good friend that runs a sewing service, and Miss Kitty always helps us out, the Horror Club out, when we need some sewing done. Big Fatty sewing for the Horror Club. But I had to go pick those things up from Granny and Miss Porter, and so I did that, y'all, and then I decided I wanted some barbecue anyway. So, y'all, I went to the barbecue place over near Granny and Miss Porter. I went in there. And I'm going to try to pull this up. I'm going to pull this up so I can read this correctly to you. Because, y'all, I know that Hat M loves when Big Fatty reads to you. And, y'all, by the way, that Hat M pointed out to me that I had said... that Kim Beaver Is that right? I don't think that's the name of the place. What is it called? No, I'm putting the wrong name in. Big Fatty. That Kim Beva was going to make some Vienna sausages, but y'all come to find out. She was going to Venice, which is very different than Vienna. Y'all, hang on a second. I've got to fix the coverlet. The fixing the coverlet. Yes, McFreddy, fix the coverlet. Fixing the coverlet. Y'all had to fix the coverlet on the little show chair. And anyway, but y'all. She's gone to Vienna, not Vienna. She's gone to where did I say she's gone? Venice, y'all. So you know, I thought she was gonna be making sausages, y'all. She's gonna be falling into canals. Big Fatty, you can say that again, y'all. I thought she's gonna be falling. No, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I went to the place called the Smoky Oak, y'all, I'm trying to look for their menu here. Here we go. Now, y'all, I went in and I told the girl, I said, I'm trying to do low carb. And she says, well, Big Fatty, maybe you should try our vegetable plate. And I said, well, let's see what's on the vegetable plate. And y'all, this is, I said I want low carb. And let me just read to you. Let me read to you what the vegetables are. And I'm pulling it up right now. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you pulling it up or out or any other direction. It's just vulgar. Y'all, here we go. Here we go now. These are the side items. The vegetable plate, you can either get three side items or four side items. And y'all, it comes with a hunk of cornbread. All right, well, right there, the cornbread is out. Okay, here's what you could have gotten. Collards. Well, Big Fatty doesn't like collards. Coleslaw made with the mayonnaise, so y'all, that immediately knocks that out. Black-eyed peas, well, you know, that's Cobb's. Baked beans, that's Cobb's. Rice and hash, that's Cobb's. Mac and cheese, that's Cobb's. Hand-cut fries, that's Cobb's. Fried okra, well, that's kind of half and half. Lima beans, that's Cobb's. Dirty rice, onion rings, and potato salad. Now, y'all, there ain't much on there. There's just not much on there. So, y'all, I got the combo plate of ribs and barbecue pork, and half a rack of ribs and barbecue pork, and then that came with two sides and cornbread. Of course, I didn't eat the cornbread. But, y'all, I got the fried okra, and I got the onion rings. Now, y'all, I thought that there'd be a couple of little onion rings on there, and, you know, no big deal. And if I had been smart, I should have asked if I could have gotten a side salad instead. But I wasn't smart enough, y'all. I just wasn't smart enough. But, y'all, the fried okra, it was okay. It didn't have a lot of breading on it, so I was pleased with that. But, y'all, these onion rings, y'all, I swear to hydrogen, they were as big as the biggest donut you've ever seen. And y'all, they were as thick as a Dunkin' Donut, and as big around as one. And y'all, there were five of them on the plate, and it was all bread and grease and some onion in it. But it was an onion ring in there. Y'all, I ate about half of one of those, and I was just like, yuck! I don't want this. And y'all, I ate about half the ribs and half the barbecue poke, and about half the okra. And y'all, I put the rest of it in a basket, not a basket, one of those to go things, and a doggy bag, and I brought it back here to the Fat Cave, and y'all, I had it for my lunch, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something, it was just too much. It was too much, y'all. It was enough for Big Fatty to have two meals, and I didn't even eat any of the five of the onion rings. I had about half of one, and y'all, I had to take an Alka-Seltzer. Had to take an Alka-Seltzer on Monday night, y'all. I'm telling you. I finished that off for my lunch on Tuesday. But, y'all, I don't think I'm going to be going back there again. Because, y'all, it's just, it's too much. And it's nothing but carbs. Nothing but carbs. By the way, y'all, I've added that book that Daniel Beba mentioned on his little show about the art and science of a life with a carb-free life or something like that. I don't know what it was, but y'all, I put it over there on the wish list. So anyway, cause you know, y'all, I'm a whore. I'm just a whore. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, speaking of whores, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Timmy Sims doing one of his audio boos, and y'all, you know, did you notice that he stumbled over his words when he was talking about that Jeremy, that Yokogen, because y'all, he's hot, and you know, then it was like, oh, I don't know, and Jeremy, I'd like to, and Big Fatty, I'd like to have a snuggle with Big Fatty, well, you know, great, a snuggle. So, anyway, but y'all, you know, that's all right. But y'all, someone who is not a whore is celebrating an exiting of the birth canal today, y'all. And I believe I have this right. I believe he lives in Phoenix. Y'all, it is that Gary in Albuquerque. He is celebrating his exiting of the birth canal. And Gary was with us out at the Pride 48. Last year out there in the Las Vegas, and Gary's already got his reservation in for this year. And so, Gary, I hope that your friends out there in Phoenix are planning big doings for you. Big Freddy, do you think they'll have a cake?
Happy birthday!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, a couple of things I want to tell you about Pride 48. First of all, the next State of the Station is scheduled for the Monday the 9th of July. So if you don't have that on your calendar, you might want to get it on there. You know, unless, of course, you've got one of those kitchen calendars that, you know, that's the fabric calendar, you know. Oh, you know, your grandmother always used to have a fabric calendar in her kitchen. But anyway, y'all, I'm just want to go over here and see if there's any new names over here on the list. Y'all, we're up to 34 people that are coming, and y'all, that I know there's an ass load more. Y'all, I would say there's at least double that are coming, y'all. So I think we're gonna have a wonderful thing. Y'all, I heard on that Mr. Tim Cornwall show, you know, he's the patron saint of the BFO, y'all, that there's a place out there that maybe we all want to go to. Y'all, it's called the Heart Attack Grill, Las Vegas. Y'all, you might want to goggle that. Because y'all, you can. It's huge. The food is huge. Y'all, it's nothing but carbs, of course. But anyway, y'all, they got high butterfat milkshakes and gigantic hamburgers. Y'all, you can get like 10 pieces of bacon added to your hamburger for $3.19 or something like that. Big Fatty, that sounds like something you'd like. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, there are a lot of people I hadn't heard from yet, but y'all, you need to get on that now. I'm just telling you, you need to get on it and get your reservations made. Y'all, I was thinking the other day, no, actually it wasn't the other day, y'all, it was yesterday. I thought to myself, you know, where the several people I hadn't heard from in a month of Sundays, y'all, I hadn't heard from that Adam Neutron, y'all. I think he's unsubscribed. I know my grandson's unsubscribed, but y'all, I hadn't heard from Miss Melinta, Big Fatty. Miss Melinda, out there in the Soames Bar, y'all. Dear Gussie, you know, people just aren't checking in with Big Fatty like they used to. Big Fatty, maybe they're on vacation. But anyway, y'all, I'm beginning to get a little worried about all that. But y'all, Daryl up there in the Virginias, y'all, the Rice for Fur Spuds, y'all, I sent him a little e-letter, because y'all, he's really been gone for a while, and I said, where have you've been missing in action, y'all. He says he's just been busy with work. He's looking for a new job and other stuff in his life, and he hadn't had any time to listen or keep up. He's not so sure if he's going to be able to go to Vegas this year or not, because he's going to the Hawaii at the beginning of the September for some kind of family wedding. So maybe, y'all, maybe he's related to that Kyle in the Hawaii, you know. Maybe the Pineapple Princess is getting married or something, I don't know. But anyway, and y'all, I heard from Naught. Heard from Naught today. Y'all, he posted over there at the BFO. You can go look at the comments yourself, but I thought I'd read it to you because, you know, that Hat M loves to be read to. Y'all, he says, I am most assuredly vexed. Y'all, that just screams ucked. That is just uck language right there. I finally make it to the front of the show, and it's me mocking the afflicted. Y'all, now, if you'll remember correctly, he was speaking about the girth of the Vons. Then I've been told to report to his office. Big Fatty, if only you had a plane ticket. So y'all, there you go. So y'all, you know, you gotta check in with the BFO every now and then. Just let me know that you're alive and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, an excellent way to let me know that you're alive, y'all, is to go over there and post something at the Spotting Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, it's been over 2 weeks since I've been over here to the spot in Big Fatty. Y'all, the last one I looked at was the Big Fatty's, what do you call that? Glamour shot. Y'all, Big Fatty celebrated the National Gingerbread Day. And then George in Atlanta spotted Big Fatty. Big Fatty sure did take the long way to Fort Lauderdale. It's the Fatty Venus Transit. Y'all, I don't have any idea what that means. But, y'all, it just sounds vulgar. It just sounds vulgar. Y'all, speaking of vulgar, there's Big Fatty celebrating Hug Your Kitty Cat Day. And you know how Big Fatty loves a kitty cat. That Peter G spotted Big Fatty. Y'all, he was taking in some sun and surf in Tampa. And, y'all, it was the Tampa paper, and it said, shit yourself. Big Fatty, he did find you. Y'all, Big Fatty celebrated Yo-Yo Day. Yo-Yo, yo, yo-yo, yo. And, y'all, it's a Vons. Yo-yo-yo. Yo-yo, that's really cute. I hadn't noticed that. That's really cute. And, y'all, Big Fatty celebrated National Chocolate Ice Cream Day with barbecue sauce. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, old Veda in the office today, he came in from lunch and he says, it is vulgar outside, it smells like the sewer has backed up, and y'all, he put that on the Twitty, and y'all, I am just amazed, at how many ugly people there are out there that immediately responded, are you sure it wasn't Big Fatty? Anyway, that's you know, I've made a note of this, and all I've got to say, Timmy Sims, I want you to tell them what they're not gonna get to enjoy.
Yeah, or getting belly rubs from Big Fatty.
Right! We're going to save those for you, and yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.